This is my case study number 9 on Wayne Williams. And he was an American serial killer. He was born in 1958. And he was sentenced to life imprisonment for killing at least 2 people in Atlanta. But he is believed to have killed at least 23 people from 1979 to 1981. And this was known as the Atlanta Child Murders, which were mostly children. And he never got tried for any of those. It couldn't be proven that it was him. And they closed those cases. But a couple years ago, they reopened them just to try to see if they could convict him on that. And but when he was born in 1958... he was born in Atlanta, Georgia, and both of his parents were teachers, and he graduated from Douglas High School, and he was really interested in radio and journalism and things like that. And how he was caught for the Atlanta murders was because of all the murders that had been happening. The police had a surveillance team that were watching the James Jackson Parkway Bridge in Atlanta, and there was a bunch of bodies that had been found there, and they heard a really loud splash noise from there, which made them think that someone had like thrown a body from the bridge into the river. And so they stopped the first car that exited the bridge after they heard the splashing noise around like 3 in the morning. And it was him. It was Wayne Williams. And they stopped and they questioned him, and he said he was just going to another town, for his sister's audition. And so they kept like tabs on him and just watched him. And 2 days after this, they found the body of Nathaniel Carter. He had been missing for 4 days. And they thought that Williams had killed him, and then that's the sound that they heard, the splashing noise in the water. And after this, he failed 3 polygraphs, and the hairs, that were found off of another victim were consistent with the ones that were found in his house. And so he was sentenced to life imprisonment, and after this, all the killing stopped. And yeah, that's my case study on Wayne Williams.